Big Show Joe Williams.
Thanks for having me.
Man, oh, man, I just talked to you yesterday for like 10 minutes. We should just re-queue up that interview and let you go eat a little bit of dinner. So how was the bye week for you?
This was great. You know, just having them 3-4 days off just to relax, you know, just to re-engage, you know, take some time away from football, get some just rehabbing just to prepare for the next 3-4 weeks of the season.
I'm looking for the T-shirt. Joe told me yesterday he was going to make a T-shirt up that explained why, so nobody would have to ask him the questions anymore, why he decided to retire for a while, or he was just going to defer everything to his fiance or girlfriend?
Fiance.
Who said, by the way, you want to give her a shout?
Yeah, Jasmine. Jasmine, stand up.
There's Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine. Joe defers any and all questions about the former retirement to Jasmine. She will answer. She's the spokesperson now for all issues Joe Williams' retirement. But you're out and you're back now. Are you still getting the national interviews? Because those are the people, it's not really us locally that are asking about that anymore. It's more the national folks, right?
No, I think that's died down a little bit. You know, may pick up after, you know, I try and give ASU a little whopping on Thursday. But, you know, I think that's died down for the most part.
What do you make of this ASU team? They're number one in the conference against the run. With that being said, though, they face three air raid teams that don't run the ball a lot. Texas Tech, Wazoo, and who's the other team that I'm missing that's an air raid team? Wazoo, Texas Tech, and Texas Tech, Wazoo, and Cal. The air raid teams, they'll run it a little bit, but they don't pound it. Colorado, on the other side, ran for 300 yards against them. So statistics say they're good against the run. What do you make of their running defense up front?
I feel as though, you know, they blitz a lot. So, you know, I think that goes into them, you know, stopping the run for the most part. But they also get gashed a lot on some big plays, you know. I think teams try to exploit just, you know, their game plan. You know, when they bring about two more guys extra off the edge, you know, they just find a way to, you know, just get big plays. And I think that's what we're going to try to do this week. You know, we got a good game plan set in motion for me and, you know, just the rest of the offense. And I feel like that's going to be the deciding factor, you know, just against their defense.
You guys have proven this year, Joe, you can win a lot of different games. You've been in some grinders this year, mm-hmm. some really close, tight games, and you were in that shootout game against UCLA. Right. So I know from an offensive standpoint, it's fun to be in that shootout game, but I don't know if Coach Scally and Coach Witt would agree. I think they probably like those numbers down a little bit more, don't they?
No, of course. You know, Coach Witt is a defensive guru, but pretty sure he was happy just to see our offense just clicking on all cylinders. You know, he always talked about it to us in the summertime, you know, just instilling in our heads that, you know, we have to be a, you know, just a great offense this year, completely different than last year. And I think, we're really living up to that name this year.
Coaches said the bye week came at a good time. You know, you're pretty healthy, but you can always use 10 days to let that body rest a little bit. But Tim gets healthy a little bit. T-Bone gets healthy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sam Tevy can heal that ankle just a little bit.
Right.
We really, and even Troy. I mean, folks, you guys know, you follow it. Troy's not had anything debilitating that's kept him out of games, but he's been beat up a little bit this year. He's not been 100% since early. You know, Joe, we really haven't seen this offense, everybody together, everybody healthy, since, like, maybe the Southern Utah game at the very beginning of the year. Do you feel like maybe this game Thursday night we're going to see this offense with everybody clicking?
It is. You know, this game is going to be, you know, where we, you know, we have our best game. You know, Coach Ritter said is that, you know, the team hasn't really, you know, we haven't went out there and had our best game, and I feel as though this is the week that we're going to prove it, and you know, just really show the coaches in the nation, you know, where we are. You know, like I said, we got a great game plan set in. You know, we've been watching a lot of film, you know, myself personally, just to really get them out of, you know, just out of their comfort zone. You know, they blitz a lot, and you know, we're just going to make them pay.
You lost that game to Washington. It kind of seems like the conference buzz has shifted away from Utah. Mm-hmm. Even though the national folks, you moved up in the polls. Right. You're now 15 in the college football playoff poll. A lot of talk about Colorado. You'll still have to play them. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about SC. Oh, they found themselves now. Well, you've already beaten them. Do you guys feel like you've been forgotten a little bit?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I mean, we always have that sense where we're underestimated in the Pac-12, you know, just by – you know, the rest of the teams and nationally, you know, always we're the underdog. You know, we never get the respect that everybody else, you know, gets in this league. But, you know, we're a team that's going to hit you in the mouth. We're real physical, you know, probably the most physical team in the Pac-12. And, you know, we take that, you know, into every game. And I think that's why we can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Did you get a sense, you lost the game to Washington, but did you get a sense maybe you won a little bit of respect? They were talking a lot early in that game, especially to Troy, mm-hmm. former teammates and buddies.
Right.
But by the end of the game, I mean, you racked up 172 yards and a touchdown. And did you get a sense as the game wound down and afterwards that maybe you won their respect a little bit?
We did. You know, we lost that game, you know, just basically off that last special teams play. You know, it wasn't really the offense or defense. You know, we played a hard-fought game. We put it on the line. You know, every quarter. But you know, we put it behind us, and we just want to go out here and win these next three games. And, you know, see them again in the championship.
Got to win the first before you can win the second or third. Last year, you guys were in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're in November. You controlled your own destiny. Didn't happen.
Right.
Do you feel like this team, because a lot of guys are back from a year ago? You guys learned a lesson from a year ago and feel like you're better positioned to control your destiny this year?
Of course. You know, and it goes to the seniors that we have on the team, you know, the type of leadership that we command from the rest of the team, you know, every day. You know, just going out there and, you know, we know the goals we haven't set. And, you know, we feel a lot more adamant, you know, going into this last three-game season just to, you know, accomplish those things. And, you know, we know that we want to play Washington. We know we want to get to the Pac-12 Championship and, you know, eventually the Rose Bowl. And then, like, to do that, we have to win this game and, you know, consecutive them last two.
It's good to know, though, you don't need anybody else's help, right?
No. Like you said, we control our own destiny.
Take care of business, and you're there where you want to be. Go have some dinner.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. That's Joe Williams.